Thank you so much for being on Law and Disorder, for coming back to be on our show, and we'll contact you again.
This is WDXC Acra, 90.7 on your dial. Also online at wavefarm.org/WGXC.
All summer there are tours at the Hudson Athens Lighthouse every second Saturday of the month through October. You can visit the 1874 lighthouse that's in the middle of the Hudson River. The tours leaving from the Henry Hudson Riverfront Park in Hudson at 11 a.m., noon, 1 p.m., and 2 p.m., and from the Athens Village Riverfront Park at 11:30 a.m., 12:30 p.m., 1:30 p.m., and 2:30 p.m. That's the Hudson Athens Lighthouse tours all summer on the second Saturday. And you can find out more on the WGXC community calendar online at wgxc.org.
WGXC underwriting support has been provided by Dedicated Presentation Solutions. Allow DPS to turn your audiovisual how-do-eyes into here's-how-you-cans. Visit dedicatedpresentation.com or call 845-475-8465 for more information. Dedicated Presentation Solutions, your audiovisual partner.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Food New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
was Chinese artist Yu Su. The song's called Touch Me Not from the 2021 album Yellow River Blue.
Here's more 2021 music from the album Future Times. This is the song Modern Ruins from Plankton Watt on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM. This is 2021 music from Mouse on Mars. The album is AAI, and the song is called Speech and Ambulation on the radio at WGXC.
Welcome to WGXC. You're listening to Everything All the Time on this here 26th of July. Welcome to summer. It's raining. You might hear a slight echo because I keep moving my recording studio from side to side and up and down in the building I'm working in. That's all I can do. It's a mess here. It is a true mess. But I'm happy to record that the record player that I found on the street of Brooklyn, the streets of Brooklyn are paved with gold. I found a Audio Technica turntable, which had a weird wire coming out of the back that I didn't ever understand before. And now as I'm desperately searching for ways to record records onto the Audacity program, I figured out that thing was made for that. So I now have this record player hooked up to my computer. And I finally also found a switch on the back of the record player where it says line and phono, and I managed to put it in phono. The last amplifier I used with this thing, I blew up because I put it on line, and I don't know what happened, and this is all beyond me, but I just tried my first record, and I think this works. I just have to amplify all the tracks that I record with it, because I don't know how to use all the settings, but it's very exciting. Well, let me let the record speak for itself.
It's the good life, full of fun, seems to be the ideal. Yes, the good life lets you hide all the sadness you feel. You won't really fall in love, 'cause you can't take the chance. So be honest with yourself, don't try to fake romance. It's the good life to be free and explore the unknown. Like the heartaches when you learn you must face them alone. Please remember I still want you, and in case you wonder why, well, just wake up, kiss that good life goodbye. Please remember, I still want you, and in case you wonder why, well, just wake up, kiss that good life goodbye.
Yeah, it's the good life, all right. That was Frank Sinatra and Count Basie from It Might As Well Be Swing. You heard the good life. Sadly for me, I found that record on the street in true form. I'm playing a found record on a found Audio Technica record player. Turntable. Anyway, the record I found was Sinatra and Swinging Brass, which is arranged and conducted by Neil Hefti. Of course, that's not the record I just played you, and it's also not in that sleeve. They misplaced the record into the sleeve. They probably have the sleeve still of the Frank Sinatra and Count Basie record, and I sadly don't have that now. But regardless of that, this is a very wonderful find, and how wonderful is it to be able to just play a record straight into the computer, right into Audacity, and I just amped up the recorded track a little bit, and it's just fine. It's audible. I haven't put speakers on the computer yet, so I'm going to try that next. But first, of course, I have to go back to last month's announcement that the happiness was all about the European Cup, which has now been played, and we all know what happened and who won, don't we?
Cerco l'estate tutto l'anno e all'improvviso eccola qua. E lei è partita per le spiagge e sono solo qua su in città. Sento fischiare sopra i tetti un aeroplano che se ne va. Azzurro, il pomeriggio è troppo azzurro e lungo per me. Mi accorgo di non avere più risorse senza di te. E allora io quasi quasi prendo il treno e vengo da te, ma il treno dei desideri nei miei pensieri all'incontrario va. Sembra quando ero all'oratorio con tanto sole tanti anni fa, quelle domeniche da solo in un cortile a passeggiare. Ora mi annoio più di allora, neanche un prete per chiacchierare. Azzurro, il pomeriggio è troppo azzurro e lungo per me. Mi accorgo di non avere più risorse senza di te. E allora io quasi quasi prendo il treno e vengo da te. Ma il treno nei desideri nei miei pensieri all'incontrario va. Cerco un po' d'Africa in giardino, tra l'oleandro e il baobab, come facevo da bambino, ma qui c'è gente, non si può più. Stanno innaffiando le tue rose, non c'è leone, chissà dov'è. Azzurro, il pomeriggio è troppo azzurro e lungo per me. Mi accorgo di non avere più risorse senza di te. E allora io quasi quasi prendo il treno e vengo da te. Ma il treno dei desideri dei miei pensieri all'incontrario va.
That was Paolo Conte with the unofficial Italian anthem, let's call it Azzurro, which I was going to play last month, but I didn't want to jinx anybody's outcome, of course, except for the Dutch outcome. Sadly, they were kicked out fairly quickly, and although they were playing the best soccer I've seen them play in, well, I don't know, since 2008, maybe? Anyway, that was that. And now I want to get into something else. My good friend Ed has sent me an article from pleasekillme.com. Pleasekillme is a site. It's called This Is What's Cool. Anyway, he found this thing. It's called the article is called Dutch Nuggets: Original 1960s Rock and Roll Artifacts That Defy Time. And it's about the British invasion and in comparison the Dutch invasion that never happened. You've heard of the British invasion, right? Well, the Dutch invasion that followed didn't exactly storm the beaches of the USA outside of hit singles by Shocking Blue, Golden Earring, and the T-Set. But the music produced in the Netherlands by bands like the Outsiders, Q65, the Zips, and the Motions, among many others, rivals any UK rock and roll of that era. Anyway, I just read that from the article. This is all about a compilation, or a couple of compilations that just appeared on the market, and I don't have them yet. So I will do what Lynn always tells me not to do, which is tell the people what you're not going to hear and then hope that they'll listen next time, because I will make a full Dutch broadcast next month featuring all these bands that nobody here has actually really ever heard of, except maybe Golden Earring. But now, just to ease into that era, I will now play something from that era by other people that are just as exciting.
Well, I'm a king bee, buzzing around your hive. Well, I'm a king bee, baby, buzzing around your hive. Yeah, I can make honey, baby, let me come inside. I'm a king, babe. Want you to be my queen. Well, I'm a king, babe, baby. Want you to be my queen. Together we can make honey the world has never seen. Well, but a while. Well, I'm a king, babe. Can buzz all night long. Well, I'm a king, babe, baby. Can buzz all night long. Yeah, I can buzz.
Yeah, some oddball stuff I just pulled out of a bag because, well, anyway, about more about that later. You just listened to, unmistakably, the Rolling Stones, I'm a King Bee, from their earliest record. Mine is a compilation, so sadly I can't tell you much about it. It's a Decca, but I don't have the original first record by the Stones. That's a special one I'm still hunting. I know people find it. Oh, but by about the Stones, they are going on tour, believe it or not. Yeah. Currently it's not slated, that circus is not slated to hit New York City or anywhere up here. But I'm looking because my brother says, nah, I think I'll pass on the geriatric rock, but I don't know, man. There's something about, being 77 years old and sitting behind a drum kit and still be the hardest hitting drummer. Well, apart from Max Weinberg of the E Street Band, maybe. Then, another funny thing that I found, I don't know where I found this one. It's called the Beatle Beat, and it features I Wanna Hold Your Hand, which is a very famous Beatles song, of course. But this band is called The Bugs. At first I thought it was a joke, but I think they really, it's a serious, serious band. And on this album is called, there's a song called Liverpool Drag. And actually, that sounds like I Want to Hold Your Hand or something of the Beatles. I played for you a tune called Swinging Thames. Thames is, of course, the famous river that runs through London. And it's not the Mersey, which is what the Mersey Beat is named after, because all the bands that, anyway, I digress. The third song I played for you is from You're a Big Boy Now, which is by the Love and Spoonful. It's a very famous, well-known song, but this song I just played you, it's from a soundtrack album. So there's a lot of stuff on here that I haven't even explored yet, but it's, very interesting altogether. I'm sitting here jostling record albums and sleeves, and it's kind of new to me because I'm now getting into this whole thing with being able to look at records again while I'm sitting here recording the show. This is very exciting. I will, of course, also move into more modern times, for instance, with this.